It's the beginning of National Children's Book Week, and Heather Tomasello has some fuel to get us going.
The theme of this year's Book Week is Fuel Your Mind, an apt metaphor for the experience children hopefully have from reading. Here's a look at a few books this year that can energize a child's imagination. Creativity is the focus of Sims Tabak's Caldecott-winning Joseph Had a Little Overcoat. How can someone make something out of nothing? Joseph uses his vivid imagination to do just that. Tabak's tale is taken from an old Yiddish song, and its rhythmic quality makes reading aloud a pleasure. Die-cut holes in the colorful, detailed illustrations foreshadow the transformation of Joseph's beloved coat from jacket to vest to scarf to nothing. In the end, though, the resourceful Joseph makes something that will never become worn out or forgotten. Molly Bang describes what happens when one child's anger is ignited and when Sophie gets angry, really, really angry, one of this year's Caldecott Honor books. Sophie sees red when her younger sister snatches a beloved toy, and the reader sees this along with her. Bang's illustrations are like finger paintings. The intense reds, oranges, and yellows show the volcanic eruption that sends Sophie running into the woods for a good cry. But once there, the colors change to purples and blues until Sophie is embraced by a silvery birch tree and the wide world comforts her. This is a powerful and at the same time a beautiful book about being angry, really, really angry, and about letting go. Bitterness, sorrow, and forgiveness are prominent emotions in Our Only May Amelia, a Newbery Honor book by Jennifer L. Holm. Set in Washington State at the turn of the last century, the book is narrated by 12-year-old May Amelia Jackson. She's the only girl in a family with 7 boys, and as she tells us, "Papa is always yelling at me, 'Don't get into mischief, May Amelia,' when all I'm ever doing is what some other boy has done first." May Amelia faces serious struggles in this coming-of-age story. Her favorite brother disappears, her mean-spirited grandmother moves in to live with her family, and a beloved sibling dies. She must learn to grieve and forgive in this book that will both break your heart and mend it, too.